Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Find something, find your passion, and run with it. Whether it's education or city issues, those things, get out there. Fight for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. It starts at the school board. Ah, it used to be a big, you know, city council's good, nice, and all that, but it starts at the school board. The education your kids get, the knowledge they get in school that they walk around with the rest of the time deciding not so much how they're going to vote, but how they're going to allow things to run, comes at the education level. And we've blown it. Again, nothing new, but we've blown it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You don't want to give a shout-out to AUN Network. That's, you know, it's a digital network, if you would. America's Uncensored News, and mostly in the Northern California area. But, my God, if you're up there and you're off the grid, so to speak, you know, some of you I know listen by phone another way, but these, just check it out, AUN Network. I know, you have to Google it, you have to do something. I'm not going to sit here and spend 20 minutes going over everything that they do and how to get a hold of them. You'll probably find that on your phone. There's some great stations up there, easy to watch. You don't have to put up with all the other garbage. All right, we're going to come back to something I was talking about earlier. Phil Robertson. And, you know, I love this guy. You know, I don't care what people say about him, and mostly the left are, you know, beat him up. But he's talking about how America needs more manliness. More boldness, more grit, as he called it. I'm 100% in agreement with him. There is no gender neutrality. Everybody is equal, yes. However, some people have different jobs, different things to do, different things they're supposed to be doing. Right? Look, let's just be bold about it, blunt about it. You need a male and a female to procreate. Doesn't matter what you call yourself. Doesn't matter what you believe yourself to be. Come on, you know as well as I do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go ahead. Argue with me. It's basic biology. I barely made it out of high school and I know that. But you keep telling these kids, you could be any sex you want to be. You could, you know, how's that going to work out? A couple that wants kids, you're going to go towards adoption if there's two lesbians two X's and two wires, as I like to call them. Maybe we need to drop the name male and female. Maybe we need to start calling them, you know, on your birth certificate, you're an X-er or a wire. You can't make that up. Right? And what happened to America's manhood? What happened to our boldness? That's what made us great. Phil goes on to say, what America needs, simply put, is just more manliness, more boldness, more grit. We need to look back instead of trying to rewrite and erase our history. He says, this country started on the backs of hunters, fishermen, trappers. That's how we started. You look up 240 years later, you look like, what in the world happened to us? You can't even talk about being manly. That's an insult to somebody. Cancel culture will have a heart attack over it. Right? I mean, what happened to an old thing? He says, you know, what happened to an old-fashioned cup of black coffee? Most of the young ones can't even stand that. They have to have a latte caramel sugar-coated something with whipped cream. I don't even know. I can't do it. Yes, I like cream and sugar in mine. I can drink it black if there's nothing around, because I like coffee. But man, I can't get to one of those places that has, you know, five identifiers that allows a cup of coffee that I want. But we need our more men in America to tell it like it is. Can you imagine more of me? They do what is right, no matter what. They're what they are. We're losing that, and we're losing it at a quick rate. That's the thing I love about Phil. He doesn't care. And you should neither. That does not mean, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that we get to be nasty and mean and disgusting in the way we talk to people. Or about people or to people. Let's not be them. You know what I'm saying? Really, let's not be them. You teach your boys it's okay to be a boy. You teach your boys it's okay to open a door for a woman. Okay, to hold her hand, to help her upstairs or downstairs. It's not that she's incapable. You know, one woman I spoke years ago said to me, you know, it's the reason, I can't give it to you verbatim, but basically she said, you know, you force us to wear these high heels because you want us to look a certain way. You force us to wear these tight skirts because you want us to look a certain way. The least you could do is help us get in and out of a car and up and down the stairs. Which I thought was kind of funny. And I really thought about that. I just always seen, you know, heels or high heels on a woman since I was a kid. I never really gave it a second thought. Double T, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. You got a question, comment, you want to say something, tell me where I'm wrong, please feel free. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Hey, does anybody know if Jimmy Kimmel ever apologized for his, what, his Manly Man show? Remember that? You know, I mean, here's a guy that screams about all the things in cancel culture, not so much against them. He's pretty much on board with a lot of this stuff. And do you remember the Man Show that he had? Pretty disgusting, if you really think about it by today's standards. Now, I wonder if they would have booed him off the stage. I wonder if his show would have really ever made it in cancel culture time. I'm not so sure these people really aren't watching or doing anything. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, let's move on from the manliness. Here we all, speaking of manliness, it doesn't do any good to beat this to death. But it is fun to talk about it. We have to protect girls, says Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlin says that trans students playing on girls' teams just isn't fair. Now, think about something. So, the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, and alike, all love to use Caitlyn Jenner as that example, right? I mean, think about it. And so now that example has spoken up and said, there's a problem here. I know there's a problem here. I come from that world. Go ahead and call Caitlyn on the carpet about it. Right? Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce, has expressed opposition to the nationwide trend of affirming transgender students and their participation in school sports. Jenner, who's transitioned from male to female in 2015, grabbed global attention. Well, that's because Bruce lied about it, that he wasn't doing any transition, remember? Former Olympian runner who's now running as a Republican for governor of California. Some of you are really laughing at that. Made a statement that several red states are proposing or passing legislation to keep female-identifying transgender students out of girls' sports. This is a question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans, especially competing in girls' sports in school. It just isn't fair, and we have to protect girls' sports in our schools. You know what? I have to agree. I've been saying it forever. Right? These girls that have been beating their brains out since they were knee-high to a bullfrog have been practicing for that sport or whatever it is that they're into. Yeah, running, gymnastics, whatever. And there are boy-centric, male-centric sports. Now, these guys come in. They still have a male frame. There's no way around it. Different body strength, different muscle strength. They come in and pummel the girls. It's not right. It's not fair. Jenner's statement comes as Florida legislation finally passed a bill barring anyone who has not born female from competing in girl sports. See, I would have said, I would have changed it. Males could only, be in male sports, females in female sports. Not self-identifying, but here's the biological makeup. Over 30 states have proposed or passed legislation in the interest of protecting girls and women's sports. I mean, here we are. We're for the women. We're protecting the women. We're stepping out to make sure the women get their due. How are they going to, the other side going to fight that? Well, you already know how. On the other hand, a report by the Trans Athlete indicates that 16 states currently have friendly policies to help facilitate full inclusion. How is that? These states include California. No, see, they're not telling you the truth again. The states include California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida. They're not friendly. Who are they friendly to? The trans community? See, California just basically says, if you identify as a female, you get to play female sports, go in the female locker room, and so forth. Right? You still have a male makeup. You still have male muscle structure, male bone structure. Right? Really that simple. That is not a friendly policy. Who's it friendly? Again, it's just like women's reproductive rights and abortion. The health of the baby is not considered whatsoever. Never will be, actually. You guys know that. We're not stupid people. more confusion from the left. Much more. Because here's a group, like I said, with Chicago. We talked about this earlier. They wanted to fund the police everywhere in Chicago. Crime's up. More killings this weekend. Cops can't keep up with it. But let's defund. Because I'm sure social workers could figure it out in Chicago. If that's the case, hire a bunch of them, send them into the streets. Democrat Cori Bush praises historic vote to defund St. Louis police. They're all excited. The city has now become the seventh most violent city in the entire planet. I'm not joking. This is something they see to praise. Why do you want this? You people in St. Louis, why do you keep electing these people? They don't care about you. City of St. Louis is now moving towards axing nearly 100 police officers, cutting millions for the police budget, while becoming the most dangerous city on the planet. Proposal to eliminate 98 vacant officer positions and reallocating $4 million to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department budget. The proposition was passed by the Board of Estimate and Appropriatement. Apportionment. Can't split it up, midline people. By a 2-1 vote with St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones and Comptroller Darlene Green supporting the plan. I mean, think about this. Our crime is skyrocketing. It's getting worse in the streets. People can't go out at night. What's the first thing you do? Other than go to Disneyland, right? We're going to cut the police budget. We're not going to put 98 more cops on the street. They had the money cut out. They had the money for it, so to speak. And it just never stops. This is what they perceive to be as smart, is doing it the right way. The plan moves $4 million out of the police department's $171 million. They're going to use it to go towards affordable housing, homeless services and victim support programs, civil rights litigators, that's very important to do, especially if you're dead because somebody shot you in St. Louis. The police budget accounts for 15% of the total city spending. Yeah, let's not do anything to protect the people. God bless. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to give its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine for its use for teens as young as 12. That approval is expected to come as soon as next week. Pfizer said in March that its shot was found to be safe and effective in kids ages 12 to 15 after releasing data from a preliminary study. The company said that the young participants experienced side effects similar to those suffered by adults and that there were no recorded cases of COVID-19 in the study's more than 2,000 participants. Moderna is also expected to seek approval for its shot to be used on younger Americans. And following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden said Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at level set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but faced harsh criticism from Democratic lawmakers last month after indicating that he would leave the cap at 15,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold your hands and move it on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. Joe Vasita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with P855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. Write it down. I won't have to keep saying it. Or you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We were talking about Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn has decided that we shouldn't have boys playing girls sports. I would say that, you know, they say that California's friendly, you know, transgender. Well, in California's everything friendly, frankly. But they're not really friendly towards it. They just say, hey, look, if you're this, this is what you do. If you're not, that's what you do. You get to play in the gym. You get to play in the locker room. You get to do all that stuff. But I just, it just irritates me to no end that we get beat up for, I know I'm switching gears here, we get beat up for so long about making sure that we believe in science, that we believe in biology, except when it doesn't fit their narrative, right? And to show some more of their tomfoolery, now these same people, they're the ones that want to take money out of the police budget in St. Louis, one of the most dangerous places on the planet. And they think that makes sense. You guys keep voting them in. Keep saying it. You keep voting them in. One lunatic says, for many years, the budget has not supported the needs of the people, and that's why we're seeing record numbers of homicides and other acts of violence. According to the Riverfront Times, what we've been doing doesn't work. This revised budget will start St. Louis on a new path to tackling some of the root causes of crime. What are the root causes of crime? Don't really. They're going to take the money. They're going to put it towards affordable housing. But when they tried that years ago, it was called projects. It didn't work out well. Homeless services. Well, you're getting a boatload of money for homeless services from the federal government. I'm sorry, what have you done with the money? A victim support program. Well, then you'll have to triple it because, see, you're taking cops off the street to keep victimhood, if you would, from happening. And now you're going to need more money because you're going to have less cops. There's going to be more victims. It ain't that hard. But the one that's telling is the civil rights litigators. So now everything the cops are going to do is going to be about civil rights, right? I mean, I can't wait. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I can't wait till the night that somebody breaks into one of these council people's homes. Right? Go in there, call for police, say, sorry, we're backed up on calls. We know who you are, but no one's above the law. You don't get service before anybody else. You're the one that voted for less police. Bush said the vote to defund the police is historic. Today's decision to defund St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is historic. We are building a St. Louis where elected officials lead in partnership with activist organizers in other communities. Right, because you don't need the police. Got it. Even though the American people want more police. Even though people in the lower socioeconomic areas want more police. For decades, our cities funnel more and more and more money to our police department under the guise of public safety. Right, because cops don't provide any kind of public safety at all, do they? This is what I mean. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. And the fact that somebody swallows it is even funnier. I mean, serious, right? They don't invest the resources that will truly keep our community safe. But nobody has told me yet what specifically. Are you serious? Public housing. Again, they were called projects. The crime rate skyrocketed in those neighborhoods that had the projects. What's going to be different about this? Especially if you don't have the police to watch over it. Previous administrations spent more per capita on policing than all comparable cities. Building a police force that is larger than that of any comparable city to St. Louis, well, your crime rates are higher. Why wouldn't you? This is great. The St. Louis police were responsible for more killings per capita than any of the 100 largest police departments, according to a report from Art City Defenders, a self-described holistic legal advocacy organization. I like to see another group do that. Oh, really, wouldn't you? I don't trust any of these left-leaning organizations, not one of them. I mean, who did this study? What were they talking about? What was included in it? The holistic legal advocacy organization that combats the criminalization of poverty and state violence. What? They combat criminalization of poverty. Nobody criminalizes poverty. What they're saying is when somebody poor steals something, you shouldn't bother them. That's what they consider that. Right? Oh, yeah, they're fighting against state violence, like, you know, police coming after those people in the communities of color. So what are they saying? Are they saying that communities of color have more violence in them? I'm trying to understand this, right? They say they write these for sixth graders. I must be a fourth grader. I'm not getting this. It's always double speak. I really never know what they're talking about. Bush calls for alternatives to police, such as, you know, unarmed mental health professionals. Look at this. Or social workers. Yeah. Anybody, any of you, and I mean this sincerely, any of you geniuses in my any one of you know what the most dangerous call for a police officer is? Right? Yeah, it's a domestic violence call. So you go ahead. Yeah, more cops are hurt, shot, whatever. And a domestic violence call is pretty much anything else. So you can send your unarmed mental health professionals or social workers to those. They should send those unarmed mental health workers to those you know, street dwellers. I'll call them that. See what they can do to help them out with unarmed. Just to make sure that we have police officers in safety, this is a dangerous city, said Latasha Jones Lewis, who lives on the south side of the city. She said, I would like to see more police officers here, along with longtime resident Gail Davis. This is what it means. If they actually go out and talk to real people, they find out exactly what people really want and not what they think politically looks good. I don't know how they can think that politically looks good, except that, as you heard earlier, people aren't paying attention. You heard Dr. B say what was going on. They had somebody who pulled out of a race and people were still voting for that person. She went on to say, not only is St. Louis a dangerous city, but it was recently named as one of the most violent cities in the entire world. That's the Citizen Council for Public Safety and Criminal Justice, a Mexican think tank. It released its annual 2020 rankings of the 50 most violent cities on the planet. The first six spots to the most violent cities listed are all Mexican cities, including Celaya, Tijuana, Juarez. They hit the first three spots. St. Louis, which had 264 homicides in 2020, up from 191. My God. The seventh most violent city in the world. Cities on the list include Baltimore, New Orleans, Memphis. I wonder who run those places. I'd have to look that up. Anybody know? Want to guess? So I'm a senior host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a play. I hate to make fun of this stuff, but what else are you going to do? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. We always appreciate the conversations that we have and the fact that you've tuned in, you're listening, and you're paying attention. When we come back, the archbishops are coming together now. They say Catholics supporting abortion should not present themselves for Holy Communion. They shouldn't be asking for the sacrament. Love to know what some of you guys think. I mean, here's the word of God you're blatantly breaking. You're blatantly saying you don't believe it. And not that I don't know Christians like that or there aren't Christians around me like that. But that's kind of deep. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You got nothing else better to do? During the break, head over to the website. Press the donate button. Don't get that extra cup of coffee at that place that hates you. Right? Give it to somebody who'll do something with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call me back in a few minutes. I'll be back in a few minutes. Call me. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Get in the backseat of a fast nose undercover and a call to my daddy's game. Send your AC.
John, to see your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, screening, and being part of the conversation. I love you guys in the chat room. I can't always keep up, but I always get a kick out of it. Then I don't know what you guys were talking about, but you said, what did I feed the kids when they skipped school? Oh, that was easy. Tofu chicken. That's what they got for dinner. And tofu don't taste like anything, so, you know, it looked like a chicken. I did that just to irritate them. Yes, right. And when you sat down for dinner, you know, when your parents used to say to starving kids in China, I think it was a couple times, or Japan, a couple times I said, well, send it to them. Didn't work out well for me, that's all I got to say. I think I still have knots in my head when my mom knocked me out of the chair. Anyway, I went to a Catholic school when I was a kid. Truly a holy terror, I'm sure. I was just talking about, you know, it's funny this story should come up, because I was just talking about this weekend to someone. And we're all the same. We wore uniforms. We didn't know who was rich, poor, whatever, but everybody was poor. And they had these hot dogs, which, frankly, if every hot dog on the planet was like those hot dogs, I could see banning hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? The food that they gave you just was... could have been nutritious. Could not have been. Now, anyhow, Archbishop Cordelone, I guess is his name, said the Catholics supporting abortion should not present themselves for Holy Communion. I mean, technically, when you go for communion, right, you're supposed to go, some of you Catholics, something, correct me if I'm wrong, right? But you got to go for absolution. You have to go into the booth, if you would. Go to confession. Get cleansed. You're not supposed to take communion if you have sin on your soul or if you've sinned. And so now they're coming forward, and they're not just talking about Joe Biden. Now they've come forward and said they want to talk to Catholics as a whole. Which I think is kind of funny, because really, seriously, I'm of the mindset you should check yourself. You're the one that has to identify. You're the one that's going to have to look at God someday and go, yeah, yeah, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, even though your words said not to kill anything, or anybody, or human. The Archbishop of San Francisco, that's a big step out for him. Salvatore Cordellone, that's what it looks like, released on May 1st, 2021, a pastoral letter about the worthiness required for the reception of Holy Communion, which he insisted that any Catholic cooperating with the evil of abortion should refrain from receiving the Eucharist. He said it's a fundamental question of integrity to receive the Blessed Sacrament in Catholic liturgy. It's a showing of your faith. Either you abide by the moral teachings or you don't. Look, what's really funny is pretty much anything else, I guarantee you, any male or woman, 99% of them, committing adultery would not go up, you know, and take communion. Seriously. I mean, go down the list of things that you could do. I remember some of the young kids don't want to go for communion because, you know, they were already having sex. But if everybody who was having sex didn't go up, nobody would go up, right? He wrote that we all fall short in various ways. But there's a great difference between struggling to live according to the teachings of the church and rejecting those teachings. He's right. I always love when people say, you know, I've read the Bible, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe this, and I don't believe that, and I don't believe in this. I don't think that's me. Like, really? You only, like, pick and choose what you want? Right? The first church you're picking and choosing. That's where they should start. The living issues of the Feast of St. Joseph. The work is at a time, beginning of the month, honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary. Comes on the heels of growing media coverage regarding whether President Biden should be admitted to Holy Communion with the Catholic Church. Right? You're in a position to do something concrete, decisive, and stop killing. So please stop the killing. Please stop the pretending that advocating for a practice or practicing a grave moral evil, one that snuffs out an innocent human life, one that denies a fundamental human right, somehow is comparable to the Catholic faith. Look, they use it as a crutch. They don't mean it. Nancy Pelosi couldn't find a Bible to save her life. This is not, you know, it's sad that now we've got to that point where that's exactly what they're doing on a regular basis. Remember, this woman easily could have allowed prayer on the steps of the Capitol on Easter Sunday, but she refused to. Not cool. How is that not even against the law? There are prayers inscribed in some of those buildings that were made at the time of our founding fathers. If they had, that's the thing I always get a kick out of. If our founding fathers had such a problem with religion, they were totally confused as to what that meant. Both the Washington Post and the AP published articles earlier this week. They highlighted debate about whether Biden, a staunch promoter of abortion, now, he's not just a, listen, look, can we be honest here? He's not just a staunch promoter of abortion, if you would, a supporter of abortion. He opened it up worldwide. We are now funding abortions across the planet. Not only is that, there's no Catholicism in there at all, there's no Christianity in there at all, but what business does he do giving our money, our tax dollars? What business does he have doing that? Spending that money across the globe to do something that most of us don't want. Yeah, you heard me. Most of us. Look at the polls. According to the longstanding teaching of the church, formal cooperation and immediate material cooperation with evil, such as cooperating with an abortion, precludes one from receiving the Holy Communion. Now, you know, if you don't believe it, you can always go to another church, Joey B. And you Catholics that want to pick and choose what you believe, You can always go to another church, too. Find one that falls in line with what you believe, right? Seriously. The teaching of our faith is clear. Those who kill or assist in killing a child, even if personally opposed to abortion, those who pressure or encourage the mother to have an abortion, who pay for it, who provide financial assistance to organizations, or who support candidates or legislation for the purpose of abortion, right? They're all cooperating with serious evil. It's about time. Right? I mean, that simple. It's about time. The Archbishop quoted St. Paul's teaching in the 1 Corinthians to explain the danger of receiving Holy Communion while cooperating with evil. He says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will have to answer for the body and the blood of the Lord. A person should examine himself. That's why I said earlier, right? A person should examine himself. I know if the loons on the left got a hold of that, it would be themselves, right? No, what the Bible says. A person should examine himself and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body, eats and drinks judgment unto himself. You know, the religious groups, you're going to have to come to terms with this eventually. All right? I mean, seriously. I love how some of you groups come after us. I get constantly bombarded to bring on people that are against, you know, Christians against the death penalty, conservatives against the death penalty, capital punishment. Constantly asked to bring them on. They want a place to speak. Why? I can give you scripture that talks about the death penalty being okay, being right, being good. This is what's caused us trouble over the years too. Are we convicted of what we believe? I've talked about it on the show many times, right, guys? Are you convicted truly in your Catholicism, in your Christianity, in your Judaism? Are you? Do you even know what the scripture says most of the time? You know, I'd say no. I don't think many of you know what scripture says. Because a lot of you Christians I talk to offline, so to speak, I always hear about feelings. It drives me nuts. I cannot find one scripture in the Bible that says to act on your feelings. Not one. Or that your feelings should drive what you do. Not one. I wish you'd just do what the Word of God says to do. Now, I'm not saying it's that easy to do. But really, either do what it says, do what God's called you to do, do what the Bible tells you to do, or don't call yourself whatever scripture you're following. You cannot follow, you can't read and follow the Christian Bible and call yourself a Buddhist. Notice I said follow. You can read it all you want to. You can't read Buddhist scriptures, right? Do what Buddhist scriptures say to do and call yourself a Christian. It doesn't work that way. I'd like to see more of my Christian brothers and sisters step up, do what they're supposed to do. You're going to fail sometimes. I get it. But do what you're called to do. It starts with protecting the little ones, protecting the kids. That means making sure they have a great place to learn, safe place to learn, and they're learning the right stuff. Don't be seeing your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.